Hi, this is Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood. It's Friday and another slice of fresh bread. We're in John chapter 7, and we're down to verse 14 now. Jesus has gone up to Jerusalem not to publicly participate in the feast, but to privately go there. Yet now, in the middle of the feast, he hasn't been participating in it, but now he shows up in the middle of it on a mission. And what is his mission? John chapter 7, verse 14. About the middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and began teaching. The Jews therefore marveled, saying, "How is it that this man has learning when he has never studied?" So Jesus answered them, "My teaching is not mine, but it is his who sent me. If anyone's will is to do God's will, he will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking on my own authority. The one who speaks on his own authority seeks his own glory, but the one who seeks the glory of him who sent him is true, and in him there is no falsehood. Has not Moses given you the law? Yet none of you keeps the law. Why do you seek to kill me?" The crowd answered, "You have a demon. Who is seeking to kill you?" Jesus answered them, "I did one work, and you all marvel at it. Moses gave you circumcision, not that it is from Moses, but from the fathers, and you circumcise man on the Sabbath. If on the Sabbath a man receives circumcision, so that the law of Moses may not be broken, are you angry with me because on the Sabbath I made a man's whole body well? Do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment." But what Jesus is referring to is that while he was in Jerusalem, he had healed a man on the Sabbath, and they claimed that that was a violation of God's law, that you couldn't heal on the Sabbath, and that the man who would then get up and walk was in violation of God's law. Well, actually, none of that is in violation of God's law, and Jesus is making clear to them that their traditions are actually considered supreme over the truth of God's law. And he makes the point to them, there are certain things that are allowed, ministries of mercy, ministries of faithfulness, and ministries of the word that are allowed on the Sabbath. And he makes the point by saying, can you not be circumcised on the Sabbath? So he makes all that clear. They're trying to kill him because he claimed to be God, and he claimed to be the Messiah, and he claimed to be the Messiah who spoke the truth of God's word. And they then claimed that he was blaspheming and his miracle would be discredited because it had been in opposition to the Sabbath, which of course it was not. And in fact, he is the Lord of the Sabbath. So he's telling them, he says, don't make a judgment on appearances. Learn to look at the heart of the matter. Well, the heart of the matter is this. Jesus is the Son of God. And that Jesus spoke the word of God. But here's what Jesus said. Unless you desire God's glory because God's grace by God's Spirit has changed your desires, you will not accept me because I came from the Father for his glory to do his will. So unless your perspective on life is changed by the grace of God, through the word of God, in the power of the Spirit of God, you will not accept the Son of God. The Son of God came not to do his will, but the will of the Father. The Son of God came to do the will of the Father in order to glorify the Father. And unless the Spirit of God gives you a heart for the glory of the Father, you will not embrace the Son of God, whom the Father has sent to save you from your sins. Folks, that's why you share the Word of God, because God uses His Word to change people's heart. That's why you pray for people whom you're talking to, because you can't change their heart. Only God can change their heart by the Holy Spirit. That's why prayer and the Word are crucial. Lord, please change the hearts of those to whom I speak. And here is the Word of God, which is what the Spirit of God uses to change the Word of God. Again, put no confidence in the flesh. It is the Spirit who gives life. My words are spirit and life. Another slice of fresh bread, because God's Son is the bread of life.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.